Welcome to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. Hope you are doing well. For the past several weeks, I've had this idea, thought kind of bouncing around in my head, and I think it's in response to a number of different conversations I've had. It's in partial response to things I've read on the big internet out there, particularly around how to do things. You'll see a lot of blog posting or videos talking about 5 easy steps to color correct, or 3 easy steps to make this happen, or 5 easy ways to organize Lightroom, or 4 easy ways to get back into film. And the notion that it's always easy is the thing that's been plaguing me for the past couple of weeks. Because one of the things that I've been thinking about is, should it be easy? Should it always be easy to make photographs? The rise of the digital camera in some ways has been an incredible tool for the sharing of the visual medium, and it's also made it incredibly easy to take a photograph. You stick your phone in your pocket, it's easy to carry a camera. A lot of the software makes it easy to edit the photograph to get a reasonably good photograph. But I wonder, is easy really at the core of what we experience when we look at a photograph? Is it at the core of our creative practice? Is it at the core of our inspiration where it's easy? And I think what happens is we think of easy as somehow equated to valuable, as equated to good, as to excellent, is because something was easy. You talk to somebody who takes a photograph, edits a photograph, and they tell you, oh, it was super easy. I just went out, made the click. A couple of seconds, I had the print done. It was easy. That's what made it so great. Well, I don't think easy is necessarily the qualifier we should be judging our work by, nor should it be the thing that we judge our value by in terms of our creative practice. I think one of the things that relates to this is I oftentimes hear people talking about how they lose inspiration. They run out of things to photograph. Everything's been photographed. They don't know what to do. As if inspiration is something that comes and gets you. And inspiration is something you find. I mean, inspiration rewards boldness. It rewards innovation. It rewards the risk taker who's willing to step out there and share a feeling, express an emotion. It rewards the risk. The easy thing to do is to not take the risk. The easy thing to do is to sit on the couch and wait for inspiration to come. It's harder to pick up your pen and sketch. It's harder to pick up your camera and go take photographs knowing that you have no idea what you're doing. Knowing that you have no idea what you're going to photograph. I know for me, I could literally go for months and months, probably even years, never taking a photograph if I sat around thinking that inspiration had to come get me. Because the thing that happens is once I have a thought of something to go photograph, it becomes very easy for me to fall back into 5 reasons why that won't work. 3 reasons why I don't know how to do that. I can quickly come up with ways to defeat what would even be considered the spark of inspiration. It's only when I get up out of the chair and actually go act on something do I get rewarded with that. So I don't think that we can rely on just the arrival of inspiration. I also think that sometimes when we're working on photographs, there's a learning curve that's happening there. And for a lot of us, we think about the learning curve as being something technical. We want to learn a new way to do studio lighting. We want to learn a new technique in the darkroom. We want to learn a new way in Photoshop. All those things are great, and I think it's important to continue to learn that way. But oftentimes, we mask the true challenge, which is to create a compelling narrative, to create emotion in our photographs. And we artificially inflate the challenge of the technical aspect. And once we get that down, we're like, oh, it's easy to get a great photograph. I know how to do a certain lighting style. I can do a 3-point lighting system, so I can make great portraits. Well, the hard part is actually connecting with people and making photographs so that you truly connect with the individual before you click the shutter. That's the hard part. So it shouldn't be easy. It should be some work. You should need to get to know people. You should build relationships with people. You should identify with people. It shouldn't just be easy to walk up to somebody and catch a photograph that truly reflects who they are without any effort. So just because it's easy doesn't mean that it's right. Doesn't mean that it's valuable as a portrait. Doesn't mean it's valuable because you overcame the technical difficulty when you spent very little time on the relationship part. The easy thing to do as a photographer is to actually click the shutter. Like I said, cameras are smart, software is smart, a lot of information's out there. If you're in an analog darkroom to get help, all of that's pretty easy. But the idea that we can create something meaningful, we can create something lasting, should require some effort on our part. It should require some contemplation on our part. And it's not that sitting there and thinking and connecting and identifying and becoming aware of the things around you isn't hard, or that it actually might be super easy, but it's the fact that we approach and do that act. You know, in my own work, one of the things that's easy for me to do is to just accept the fact that I'm tired. I had too much going on. I'm just physically and mentally exhausted. I don't have the energy to get up and do something. It's easy to give up. It's easy to quit in that regard. But at the same time, the reward and energy when I'm actually working on something creative in my photography is putting energy back into my gas tank. It's putting energy into that creative well. That reward, that effort, that energy that I get is something that is hard to do when you're tired and the last thing you want to do is go out and make one more print or go out and set up the darkroom for tomorrow's printing session, because it'd be easier just to sit and put your feet up. Well, if I did what was easy, I would never get to the darkroom. I would never get those prints to come off the printer. I would never get out and make the 5-hour drive somewhere to get the photograph that I want. So I don't think photographs should be easy. I don't think photography should necessarily be easy. I think there's too many things that we get through the effort that become much bigger rewards, much bigger elements of who we are as artists and who we are as storytellers and who we are as people. We put in the work, we put in the time. And the thing that is interesting is when you're doing something you love, the notion that it would even break down into easy and hard becomes different. I don't think of my photography as hard. I think of my photography as hard when I'm not doing it. But when I'm actually doing my photography, the reward and the gift is so high and so valuable to me that I don't see it as the work. The actual work in my photography business is the things that I really don't like to do: accounting, the marketing, the returning phone calls, all the things that I have to do from a business standpoint are the challenging parts. Those are the hard parts. But the actual photography itself, the reward that that gives, the gift that that gives back to me, is way bigger and way more important and way more valuable. It puts in much more excitement into the world that I get to share with myself and my community. I also wonder sometimes about the notion of, you know, if I'm not good enough to share my work, if my work's not good enough, if I'm not good enough as a photographer, if I'm not creating compelling work. And I think it becomes easy not to do anything about that. I think it becomes easy not to share your work, not to try to get your work out there, not to try to share who you are as a storyteller. And I think it's heartbreaking to hear when people don't want to share their work. Because I think one of the things that's so interesting is that it's in the sharing of the work, out of the purity of sharing, not out of the ego of wanting validation, out of wanting social media lift, out of wanting something back, but out of the pure joy of having something to celebrate that is unique to you, that's beautiful to you, that's interesting to you, that's scary, whatever the reason is you created the work, the desire to share that. You know, and to think that I'm not good enough to share, or I don't feel like I can share this because it's not quite ready yet. I don't quite have enough of the skills necessary. The print's not right. It's easier for us to continue to hide behind that. But again, risk rewards the bold. And so I think if we step away from the fact that it is easier to not share, it is easier not to put work on the wall, but that there is something that is rewarded to the creator when they actually share the work, when they actually put it out there for people to see. And it doesn't have to be seen by a lot of people. It doesn't have to be seen by anybody but other than you, maybe on your wall in your house that nobody else looks at except when you have guests over. But the action and the effort and the energy to say that I am going to share this in some form and in some fashion is a risk. And it does require us to push a little bit. And so to get away from the notion that it'd be easier not to do this, it would be. It'd be easier not to pick up the camera. It'd be easier to wait for inspiration. It'd be easier to hide behind technical things. It'd be easier to be too tired to go out and shoot. It'd be easier to not share. All of those things would be easier. But really, at the core, what we want to be, what we want to do is we want to be connected. We want to be involved in something greater than ourselves. That's why we photograph. It's a chance for us to see the world beyond ourselves, to better understand ourselves. It's a way for us to understand other people and how they connect. So, yes, it would be easier not to do that. Unfortunately, if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, I have an expectation that you are willing to take that risk. You are willing to share that you will go forth and put those things aside in an effort to create compelling, interesting work. So should it be easy? No, I don't think photography should be easy at all. I think it should be risky. I think it should take an effort. I think it should require you to step up and push through a lot of different things that you maybe don't want to. That last day when you're tired, that last day when you just think you can't do another print. Push through all that, because the easy thing to do is to quit. And you can't quit if you're going to do things that matter. The most simple photographs, the most compelling photographs, the most interesting photographs oftentimes look like the easiest photographs. They may even have required the least amount of work for you when you created them, processed them, and printed them. But that doesn't mean they were easy. What that means is there was a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of compassion, a lot of seeing in the world that allowed that to unfold and happen. None of that was easy. If the photograph is easy, oftentimes there was a lot of hard work behind it. There was a lot of effort behind it and a lot of energy behind it. When we have bad photographs that we work hard at, that might be telling us to where our energy and effort is being placed. So remember, don't judge the photograph's quality based on the amount of energy that was put into it or whether or not the photograph appears to be easy. You may have spent 20 years of your life getting prepared to make that photograph. 20 years of effort, energy, learning, training, attention to detail, I wouldn't call easy. Maybe we need a new word other than easy to describe all that energy and effort, and it seems effortless, because none of that is true. It is a lot of effort. It is a lot of energy. And you should be able to appreciate all of that time, energy, and effort that you've put into an image. I would imagine if you sit down and you think about what are the things that you think are easy that aren't, and if you spend time looking at your photographs that seem to come easy versus the photographs that didn't, you might be consumed by trying to understand and break down what is it about those that made them easier than others. There's so many variables in there. There's so many things that come into play, but a lot of it's that mindset that we have when we go out about how we're approaching our work and how did we experience the world we were in. So really try to think about what is it about the hard days that you don't want to go out and photograph, or you don't want to print, or you don't want to edit, or you don't want to go in the dark room, and you still do, what that gets you. What is that ultimate reward going to be for being able to step up and in the face of something being hard, we still continue to do it. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get to get out there and do something amazing, something so awesome that you can't stand it and you want to share it with everybody. And even if that is just going out and finding a cool leaf sitting on the sidewalk that you've never seen before. So again, it doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy. You can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, any place podcasts are found. And I will see you next time.